Now then, cast your mind back to the jubilant scenes of Sunday. We were all in euphoria. However, joining us in a few moments' time for a chat all about it and all about her amazing work in women's football, she's the co-chair of Pride of Irons. She's co-host of a podcast called Stuff and Nonsense, which I'm 100% looking forward to hearing all about. The brilliant Jo Bailey will join us in a few moments' time. Before then, to get us all back into the swing of it, here's a little song by Neil Diamond.
So good, so good. So, I hate the song, Stu, but I can't help it. Still singing along.
You can't not, can you? I feel like you just like your arms start moving. Yes, and it's in the DNA.
Up in the air.
Incredible scenes. Jo Bailey, how are you?
Yeah, still smiling from a Sunday, obviously. Yeah.
Oh, it was so incredible, wasn't it?
It was amazing. I must admit, amazing. I mean, I knew he was going to win. I can be cocky. I knew he was going to win. Not just because the team we've got, but everything that was built behind it as well. But yeah, it was such an emotional day as well, because it was so much more than just the football as well. You know, seeing all the young kids wearing all their heroes at the back of their shirts and things like that. It was just nice. Just immense, like over 88,000 people. Amazing.
That's awesome. So you were actually there. You got to go to Wembley and see the whole
thing. I was there. Yeah, I was one of the very first people to buy the tickets last year when they came out. So we had pretty good seats as well. But yeah, it was immense. Yeah.
What was it like back then? Like when you say you're the first people to buy the tickets, I feel like this is one of those things where as the tournament's gone on, more people have been rushing to get the tickets.
Yeah, getting on the bandwagon.
Yeah, exactly.
But as long as they're going to go and support all the other leagues going along to their local, including hashtag and Bill and Ricky, let's give our local clubs a shout as well. Yeah. As long as they go there to go and watch the football, that's all that matters. I mean, if you look back, there was an Arnold Cup that nobody knows about at the beginning of the year. There was only four teams, including England, obviously, and we won the cup. And I think the most attendance, and it was in Middlesbrough, I did put a little note down here for myself, some terrible stats and numbers, Stu, but I can't find it. But I think I'm terrible at looking for things as well, as you can see. But it was only around 14,000 people versus Germany, you know, to watch it. And now to this. And as well, they've just put out, we got a friendly in October with USA, which is obviously one of the biggest women's teams as well in the world. And it's only a friendly, completely sold out of 90,000 tickets for Wembley again. So, you know, what a comparison. Let's hope the momentum stays up, though.
Yeah, big change in such a short time. Like you say, I feel like it's the sort of thing that now it shouldn't really have taken them to win it to have such a change. But hopefully you can ride on that.
I hope so. As everyone keeps saying, I've been saying it for ages as well, it is just the beginning. It really is. Because there's, you know, it's brilliant that we've won. And yeah, we're one of the top sides, thanks to Saint Serena Riegman, as I call her. You know, the mentality that she's put into the squad. And seeing all the kids grow, watching all these footballers play for Arsenal and Man City. And I'm watching them at the stands at West Ham, United Women, and watching them all come through. And you're seeing them as kids and growing up as well. It's immense. It was a really special day. Yeah, massive.
It is beautiful. So, obviously, I want you to say you have your own radio show here on Phoenix FM. We've Mix It Up. You wear many other hats as well. Co-chair of Pride of Irons. You mentioned the women's football there at West Ham. You're there a lot.
Yes, I'm a lot of West Ham, actually. I'm a season ticket holder for the West Ham men as well as the women as well. So, doing all for part of the West Ham United Women's Supporters Board as well. It gets very confusing, so I stop after just naming two hats usually. But I love West Ham. And even on the show, Mix It Up, when the season's on, I can't help it. I do a little, not punditry exactly, but I do sort of a little roundup of the WSL scores and things like that on the show on a Sunday night as well. Whether people like it or not, I don't care. I'm going to do it.
So you're there every single week, Sunday.
Yeah, 8 Sunday, PM. 8 till 10. Yeah, yeah.
Can you give us a weekly update on all the scores and everything?
Totally, yeah. Especially when I'm there as well. I might be a little bit biased towards West Ham, to be fair, but I do try to include the other Essex and London clubs as well.
That's right, local gal, it's all good. You're allowed. Yeah. Obviously, we'll talk a bit more about football and other stuff as well, but what makes you an absolute superstar in my eyes is you are the only other Phoenix FM presenter to have played a stylophone live on air.
Yeah. I should have bought it in, shouldn't I? We could have had a stylophone off.
We could have had a duet.
Oh.
Stylophone off. That sounds epic.
Next time.
Brilliant. It was so great to watch the football at the weekend, and see all that going on. But what do you think that needs to kind of happen from this point onwards to ensure that momentum keeps going and that we go out and support the women's teams?
Massive question. There's so many layers to that, and we've not got a big enough programme, to be fair, Stu. Yeah, and I will out-talk you, which is very rare. Not many people can out-talk you, Stu. But basically, it's starting from the grassroots upward. Like, even with the schools, you know, I mean, there's, you know, everybody needs to be able to have accessibility to play the sport that they want to play, yeah. essentially from schools upward. So it's down to the government putting certain things in place to ensure that there's equality for boys and for girls within schools.
A letter shared this morning, wasn't there, from the Lionesses? Shouting that out and you know, trying to get the schools to have the funding and the time and the resources in the first place.
Yeah, well, 44% of secondary schools are the only ones that had football PE for both boys and girls. 70% in primary school. So can you imagine if you can play in primary school? And again, only 70% of girls can play in primary school, just over that. And then you go up to the other school and then you're told, oh, no, we don't have that facility here.
Yeah,
it's crazy, right?
Stop those dreams there.
Is it 2022? I keep thinking I'm going back to 1988 or something. Do you know what I mean? It's just crazy. I only found that stat out recently as well, about the past week or so. So blew my mind, yeah.
Unbelievable. So we need school teachers across the world to embrace that.
Yeah, we need more women in PE as well, for role models as well, for girls. That's what we need. Yeah, and we just basically need people to go and support the local team, have a little bit of fun. It's affordable football, especially with the interest rates going up. That's
yeah, that'll make a difference. Yeah, you mentioned to me off air last week about the women's West Ham team.
Yeah.
The difference in the cost of the season ticket to go and see the women versus the men.
Yeah, I mean, it's changed slightly now. It's gone up. I think the highest is around 80 quid, but the average is around 45, 50 quid for a season ticket. Bear in mind, obviously, there's only 12 teams in the WSL and the Championship, which is the league below, but that's still a huge amount of games. And obviously, like, the kids' tickets are a lot cheaper than that as well. So, yeah, it's a real family day out for everyone as well, you know.
I think I found watching the tournament, you could really feel the kind of energy from the crowd was different to when you see the other World Cups and tournaments that have been in the past. It was like there was so much buzz about it and so much fun and friendliness.
Plus, no one's falling on the floor crying. Do you know what I mean?
That's the thing,
yeah.
Got up and I got on with it.
Yeah, I've often been on the floor crying when my team's losing, but never on the pitch, you know what I mean? So, yeah. But, yeah.
Have you ever played yourself?
No, never. No. Well, I used to have a kickabout, but again, when I'm back in my day, definitely wasn't able to play football. I would never have been a Lucy Bronze or a Beth Mead, that's for sure.
No.
But I would probably been a lot healthier, to be fair, and a lot happier as well as a kid, you know, playing, kicking around with the boys and stuff like that, good times. But yeah, do a couple of keepy ups. I can do that. We can have one go at that later. So I should have put football in.
My god, I would have broken everything in here,
yeah, including your stylophone. That wouldn't have been good,
yeah.
It?
I know,
yeah,
broke the disc again. Can you imagine?
Yeah,
that
I
would
know.
Not be a popular man,
yeah.
Joe, it's been lovely to chat to you. One thing I wanted to sort of ask you about, really, was the hashtag not women's football that I kept seeing around the pitch. Can you explain that for us? What was that all about?
Well, it's just about being just the one club mentality, essentially, as well. If you think of it that way, you know, I'm a West Ham supporter. I support the kids. I support the academy, both the men and women. It's about that. It's just stop saying women's football. It's football, and women can also play football. It's the game is football. And we can all play it. Not stop saying it's women's football. We don't want that stigma on it, essentially. You know, it's such a beautiful game. There's so much history. It's only been 100 years as well since the FA banned women's football because females were deemed unsuitable to play it back then. It's only been, it's crazy, right? It's only been since 71 that we've been able to play in the FA Associated Grounds and things like that. It's madness, you know. And we've only had the WSL's been going for, 10 years? But it's only been 5 or 6 years since they've been pros. A lot of the people you see been playing on the pitch also had other sort of crafts and things like that. You know, our old captain, Jilly, who captained us for about 4 or 5 years since we went into the WSL, was also a locksmith because, you know, had to learn the trade as well because they weren't earning money back then as well. So, you know, there's so much history. So it's like everyone says about the 12th man on the pitch of the fans. For me, it was all the history. It was all the names, the Rachel Yankees, all the people that were before that should have been household names as well, all the people that have been working out behind the scenes for years, including people of the Women's Network, which is the FSA at the moment. Deb Dilworth's doing a massive, all started all these scarves as well for everybody to try and get the momentum going. But it's great that all the tickets have been sold out to watch I was going to say West Ham versus USA. Still sell out, I'm sure. England versus the USA. But I would say to everyone, you know, just make sure we go and support our local teams and just have a bit of fun.
Yeah. Absolutely. You mentioned the one club mentality. What sort of things do you think that clubs can do, the big Premier League clubs or lower league clubs could do to...
Well, there's so many issues as well, even through ticketing, you know, and things like that. There's like ticketing issues all the time in the women's clubs where you can't, if you're going to a men's match, you know exactly what you're supposed to do. With the women's, you get hold, say, for instance, we're playing Chelsea. See, I love my club. I think I am my club now. So as soon as we're playing Chelsea at Stamford Bridge, which is massive, you know, it's another thing all clubs need to do as well, is release and play at the men's stadiums as well.
Big grounds.
Get the get all these sort of things going. But to get the ticketing, we had a link straight to the Chelsea website to buy a ticket. And then on the Chelsea website, it said, "All West Ham United fans, please contact your club to buy a ticket." So it's there's a lot that we need to be done, from like grassroots down to just a little bit more admin as well as everything else. There's not a lot of money. You think average is £25,000 for WSL players. That's not a lot of money that they're earning compared to the men.
No, and you compare like how many millions for Ronaldo or whoever else is going.
That's it, yeah. I mean, there's so many things, Stu, really. There's so many things we could sit here for hours and talk about. But yeah, so many different levels on that, yeah.
But the momentum is with you.
Yes.
And loads of things are changing. Yeah. So when's the next home game for the women, for West Ham?
It all kicks off in September, and it is, we're going to be at Stamford Bridge playing Chelsea, so it's going to be brilliant to watch.
Oh, a local derby.
Yes, at Stamford Bridge as well, the first match away, so I'm a little bit nervous. We've got loads of new players, loads of England unders as well, which have been immense. Saw them recently play #United as well last night. I was playing #United.
Oh, yeah.
The local team, and Billy Ricky as well, a couple of weeks before then, so that was great to watch as well. So we're excited. It's going to be an exciting time, so everyone go along and give us a shout if you see me as well. Yeah, I'm always one in a Larry shirt. Yeah,
in the shirt, crowd surfing, the
singing Sweet Caroline and hating every second of it as I sing it. Yeah.
You mentioned some of the England stars and stuff. Any players to watch for the future at West Ham? Who do you think's going to...
Oh, Hennessy and Flannery. Two kids that have just literally just signed with us as well. Come from Arsenal Academy, one of them as well. Flannery, especially being a West Ham fan. If she stays with West Ham, they'll write this down, Stu. Don't forget this, right? Yeah, keep this in history. This she will it. Be West Ham captain. And then once moving on from there, she'll be in England skip as well. Because I tell you, the passion that kid's got is immense. I was blown away twice after watching her. And these are just pre-season. She's having a go at everyone. This ain't good enough. This ain't getting good enough. Get stuck in. And also, she picked number 41 as her kit because she's a West Ham fan. And 41, obviously being Declan Rice's number, the West Ham men's skipper as well. Oh, so that's what being at West Ham means to her. So definitely one to look out for. She's going to be our Kate Longhurst, because Kate Longhurst is hopefully going to be our skipper next year. Been with the club since we went up onto the WSL. And she's Mrs. West Ham. That's what we call her. She's
Mrs. West Ham.
Yeah, Kate Longhurst. She sits in the men's. She's a season ticket holder for the men's as well. So huge. Yeah. Absolutely huge. Yeah, massive fan of Kate. Does a lot for football.
Amazing. There we go. Some names to write down there and watch.
Yeah.
And make sure. We'll catch up with you in about, I don't know what, 15 years?
Yeah. I'll still be singing Sweet Caroline and hating it. Yeah.
Amazing. Joe, you do loads of other stuff as well. Your radio show, of course, and the podcast, Stuff and Nonsense.
Yeah, that's all that about? Well, we've not actually done anything. Don't tell anyone. But we've not actually done anything for the past 6 months because my co-host lives in America. And we were doing stuff over Zoom. That's what we were doing. So we had like guests like Hazel Dean. We've had so many different people on, all good guests, just talking about stuff and nonsense. It is what it says on the tin, essentially. Yes, a lot of stuff. We are getting some guests on soon. Yeah, more guests on soon. But yeah, Pitch Perfect _1. It is going to be the West Ham United podcast for women. We started a little bit last year.
Yeah.
But yeah, hoping the momentum picks up, because we're geeks, we just love talking about West Ham women. That's all we do. Yeah,
nothing wrong with that. So what was it again? That was the How to Search
on Twitter, Pitch Perfect _1.
Excellent. Yeah. I'll give it a retweet now. And nice. We'll stick all this on the website so people can listen back.
Oh, cheers
to. Take all these details down. Joe, it's been lovely to chat to you. Well, I think I'm going to play out with a song. any guesses on what song we're going to play out with? I saw the lionesses all gathered around Serena singing a song which Gareth Southgate has had sung at him for ages.
Oh, here we go.
But Serena did actually bring it home.
She brought it home. Brought it home. Saint Serena. I'll have you. We'll have to say Saint Serena in future.
That's
here
it.
We go. Cheers, Stu.
See you soon, Joe.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed the interview, then please share it. If you didn't enjoy it, then share it anyway. For more guest interviews like this, or to get the next one delivered directly to your device, subscribe to the Now You're Talking podcast. You'll find it wherever you get your podcasts from, and the whole thing has become a huge library featuring well over 150 guest interviews, from music, film, comedy icons to community heroes, local legends, stars of the future, and just about everybody in between. A treasure trove of life's stories from all sorts of incredible people. So for more interviews, podcasts, videos, poems and books, everything I do is available at stuartpink.com.